the messages on screen, the written audio that has been evaluated becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Cam, and I am not Kobe, but Kobe's here with me.
Man, I really like it when you do the welcome.
I know.
I don't know what it is.
It's probably going to be a big download.
You think so?
People are going to love this.
Just because they got your voice first?
I'm the first one to talk.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. What's going on? What are we doing?
We're going to do a podcast today for all the fellers out there that want to listen to it.
We will be completing a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today we're going to do, this is episode 18, by the way, and it's called Travel Prepping.
We had an inspiration.
We did.
To do this one.
We did. Yes.
Uh-huh. So.
So, yeah, anyways,
but,
we have some other things. We got listener reviews. We have social media shout-outs. We have Mad Mad World. We have quick and dirty medical tips.
Keep going.
Then we have a review, actually, of a survival-type card game.
Yeah.
Conflicted, the card game.
Yeah. Conflicted, the game.
Yeah, they sent us it out, and we will take it out and show it to you.
Yeah, we're going to take it out.
Yeah, we are.
Show you.
Guys, but first, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack. Man, we love these dudes.
We do.
The only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
Was I supposed to say?
Yeah, when I point at you, that means you have to say it. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code
CASUALPREPPERS
at TacPack.com.
Oh, just CASUALPREPPERS.
Yeah, it's just casual preppers.
I just blew it.
So anyways, I
pretty much started the podcast, so I'm not going to do anything else.
You're not going to do anything else?
I'm done.
You're done.
You can point me all you want.
We're going to move on, though. Okay?
Move.
Listener, reviews starts now.
So, as we have said previously, this is the listener review where we
got together. We thought about it.
Yeah?
You know, did some family prayer about it, and we really felt that this is a grand review of our podcast.
We studied.
Pretty much sums it up.
We fasted and we prayed, and this is the one. It's titled Dang with 2 exclamation points, and I think that's probably what took it over the edge. Dang. And I'm pretty sure that's what it's all about. No. It's by Giyaw. See, at least you're being, at least it's not 147222659ABST1. Freaking A. So he goes on to say, dang, this is one great podcast. These fellers are darn right funny and they're educational. They both graduated high school. I don't know how he knows that.
I don't know, but that's true.
He's spot on though.
Yeah.
This guy's, he's right on. I went back and downloaded all the podcasts so I could listen to them while wearing a tinfoil hat while using my ham radio that I made out of a leftover ham from Thanksgiving. Do people do they always have hams at Thanksgiving? Because I only have turkey.
My dad wanted to this year, but.
Did he?
We shot him down.
He's like, we're having turkey.
It's freaking turkey.
Duh.
Remember that year I had lasagna and I was like all pissed off about it?
Yeah, I laughed a lot when he told me.
I
will not eat Italian.
We invited some people over and they thought lasagna would be a good choice for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
And I think that they are a bad choice for friends.
They are.
At this point.
Yeah. I hope I never see them again.
Anyways, and then he goes on to say, I like the dumb hillbilly voices. Thank you. I mean, I'm going to do a golf clap for that because thank you. You know, we try hard with our dumb hillbilly voices. I like the dumb hillbilly voices. They do it almost better than kissing your... I'm going to read this again. I like the dumb hillbilly voices they do. There should be a comma there, Giyaw. It's almost better than kissing your cousin.
Almost.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
I know. We try really hard to make those voices.
Yeah.
We don't actually. They come out and we don't mean it.
It's very natural. It's very natural. It just happens. So, oh, dang.
Oh, far away.
Careful, bro. What was that? Oh, that was just
that
moving across.
TV tray that I just pulled over.
I'd love to upgrade the studio here.
No,
but
it's good.
These guys aren't buying enough tack packs. I wish they would. Anyways, let's move along. Okay.
Social media shout out.
Yeah, this is the social media shout out, guys.
Do it.
So first off, at Off the Grid Guide on Instagram. Have you looked at these dudes? They've got some really cool stuff. Awesome tips for survival, tactical, SHTF stuff. Always posting useful info and rad. They have a lot of bushcraft picks. I love those bushcraft picks. Like dudes out in the forest, like whittling a spoon with the firelight behind them, whatnot. Mm. It's so nice, isn't it? Yeah, it sets the mood. I like to do it a lot of times before, you know, my Friday night rituals.
I love the sound of that.
Mayor Goldie Wilson. I like the sound of that. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then also on Facebook, our buddy Paul Henderson. He's from Utah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's always posting and commenting on Facebook. And that's what we want you all to do. Is posting, comment,
and be from Utah.
And be from Utah. Well, yeah, you don't have to.
You
be
don't
from
have
Utah.
To. It's okay.
I understand that not everyone state. Can be from Utah. But anyways, yeah, thank you, Paul. And,
yeah, cool.
And so thank you.
Sweet.
Yeah. And
it's a mad, mad world.
Wow, these are coming on so fast.
I know.
Good job.
It's like streaking by really quickly.
Whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
What do you have for Mad, Mad World?
Okay. Okay, so this is a little different from, was it Flint, Michigan, that had the water crisis?
It was, yes.
So this is different, okay? And I want you to listen, hear me out. I don't just copy my own things.
Okay.
Repeat my
crisis. Did you do the Flint one before?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. So, new release from Corpus Christi. Did you hear about this?
No.
So, they're in the industrial area had, like, a backflow incident.
Oh.
And... chemical Indulin AA86.
Oh, no, seriously?
Yeah.
Not that.
Of all the ones.
Yeah.
An asphalt emulsifier.
It couldn't have been 87, but it had to be.
No, freaking 86, man.
Yeah.
And anyways, it was only like 24 gallons, they figured, that went back. But
yeah.
Basically, they said, do not use any of the water for any reason. You can't boil it.
Whoa.
You can't, you know, use filters, nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, just do not use the
Don't
water.
Don't use it.
300,000 people.
Jeez.
Cannot use water until further notified. So they actually, luckily, have had people bring water in.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure they had a
bottled
truck
waters,
yeah.
But that's freaky, man.
That's super.
Like, just to have your water system wiped out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't trust rivers. You can't, you know, it's just like, oh, freak.
What do you do?
I got AA's 86 everywhere.
I wish I was a prepper and I'd thought about this, at least casually.
So yeah, screw asphalt emulsifiers.
Yeah.
Because they can really F water over.
They can. But we need asphalt.
So, always, number one, what's the number one thing to prep and keep?
Agua. De water.
Yes, muchas aguas.
You must get
muchas
the water.
Aguas.
Muchas aguas.
So, anyway.
Okay, that was a really good one.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, Cam.
Thank you.
Mine's not as good. I had a really rough day today. But it's something that I actually got an email about this. Anybody out there who ever used Yahoo Mail?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
Yep, I did. I just changed my password today.
More than 1 billion accounts were breached.
Yeah. That's, you know, that made me think of like
one
how many
billion.
Just think of all the different things, you know, that I use online.
Yeah.
Amazon, blah blah blah. All of them have my address.
Yeah.
All of them have my phone number. You know.
Exactly.
And none of them are safe.
The funny thing
not
is
not one of them.
Like, I know you changed your password today, but you know when this happened?
Yeah, it was like
2013. And we're
Thank
just
you,
finding out about
Yahoo. Yeah.
Thank you, Yahoo.
You know that more of your stuff's been stolen from other sites.
Oh,
that
yeah,
they
absolutely.
Just don't even tell you.
Yeah. So I bring this up because it's something we all have to think about, you know.
Yeah.
Cybersecurity and whatnot.
There's
freaking
no
Russians hacking the election, hacking my Yahoo Mail.
Well, yeah.
They've looked at every bit of spam I have on there now.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I use it for.
Yeah,
spam stuff.
I do too. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I use it for.
Yeah. Thank you, Russia. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Yahoo,
yeah.
for letting us know. Three
this
years
one's
later.
For Mother Russia. I had my Russian accent down really good before, and I knew if I went and tried
Why
it now.
Why you have to be so mad?
Why you have to be so mad? I just want to look at Yahoo. I want to
what
see.
What kind of spam you have in here?
This spam.
Spam.
What is Pottery Barn selling these days?
What is pill to increase size of masculinity? That's about all
Vladimir
you get in
there. Putin does not need this pill. He is very virile man.
He's hung like
a buffalo. He's hung like Siberian tiger.
That's what I was going to say. It's not tiger, but Siberian husky.
Husky, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's move on to the episode. Now all I can think about is Vladimir.
I want to hear more about episode.
Travel prepping. We've been looking at this one for a while.
We have.
For quite a while, actually. We got an email probably...
God, what has it been? 4 months ago?
I don't think it's been that long. I think you're
like
off.
Like 3.5 months?
I thought it was like 2 months, but we could be wrong. I'd have to go back and look at the email.
I think it's been 3 months.
I'm not going to give you this guy's full name. His name was John, but I call him John Solo.
Good.
John Solo.
You'll know it because of the thing.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Anyways, we're going to go through and read this real quick because it's one of the best emails we've gotten, like,
it
ever.
Really is.
Seriously. So he starts out, love the show. Been looking for something like this for a while, prepping without the crazy. I don't know if that's completely true because we're a little bit crazy, especially when it comes to like Friday nights, you know, out on the town. And
we are super crazy.
Actually, tonight we're going out.
Yep.
We're going out tonight.
Just us. Just us. Me and Kobe.
Just the guys.
Our wives. Stay home with kids.
Yeah. Anyways, I'd like to suggest a show topic, travel prepping, how to be prepared while you travel. Some people drive everywhere so they can have a car kit, guns, food, countermeasures. That's a dig on you, Cam. Whatever with them. For normal people, that isn't feasible because you fly and a countermeasure doesn't make it through the TSA.
Okay. All right, John.
See, you didn't talk about toilet paper. Leave. He's talking about countermeasures.
No.
It would be cool to hear some good ideas about what to keep in the car for road trips and what is TSA friendly when flying. I've got the bug out bags, food, water, toilet paper, firearms, etc. at the house, but what about when I travel? Am I ready for bad things to happen when I'm away from home? This is like seriously a really good question.
It really is.
I'm actually getting ready to travel next month. And I researched, obviously we both researched a lot for this, and I learned a lot of stuff, I think. Anyway, so he goes on. He says, okay, now I have to explain why I'm emailing you about this. Bear with me. So I had this dream the other night. My wife and I were traveling from, I think, Washington, D.C. We were in the Charlotte airport waiting for a connection to Atlanta. I guess we didn't ask him if we could read this. This might be private. I don't even care. Then a flight back to Jacksonville, Florida, our home, which is strange since they have a direct flight to D.C. Anyways, thanks, cheap tickets, it says. Anyway, everything started getting weird. Screens flickering, wrong info, a few people running, sirens in the distance. We boarded what was supposed to be our flight, but there was a mix-up. We heard a plane crash and everyone left the plane we were on. Out the windows of the terminal, we saw wreckage and fires. This sounds fantastic. Like I was telling Cam, this sounds like a movie. Like we got to get this.
We did sound like
produce
movie.
This movie. Military jets flew over an emergency.
I love that. That's like That's like.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, whoa!
Everything was descending into apparent chaos. Eventually, we were moved outside near a utility road. The road was lower with concrete banks around, almost like a spillway. At this point, there must have been 1,000 people crowded up along this road watching vehicles buzz around. Black jets flying overhead and trying to figure out what's going on. Man, this guy.
So classic chaos.
Yeah, classic chaos, man.
Just
classic apocalyptic SHTF stuff going on.
Yep. Classic America freaking out.
America. Then the troops showed up, marching down the road in a big line wearing all white. I heard it, the Imperial March. Yes, from Star Wars, the Empire had arrived. In this dream, I had a thought, you're not Han Solo. It's the best line.
I know, that is really good.
So good. What I realized was that I was just a guy watching this stuff happen. I wasn't Brad Pitt driving an RV through a zombie outbreak. I wasn't Patrick Swayze fighting Russians in Colorado. I wasn't Han Solo. We run to our car. Why my car was at the airport in another state, I don't know. Dreams are weird. We start driving, trying to figure out a way home with a full tank, $8, and a couple bottles of water. I felt totally unprepared. Roads are blocked, forcing us to find alternate routes. At this time in the dream, I'm thinking about what I should have done. I should have a small water filter, a map, or maps downloaded on my phone and cash. I woke up thinking I need to be better prepared. Now, I don't think we'll be invaded anytime soon, especially not by the Empire, but I do think stuff happens.
Possibly.
Yeah, and I need to be prepared for rational, normal stuff, power outages, inclement weather, whatever, when traveling. Hope you enjoyed my crazy story and don't think I'm a psycho. I absolutely don't think you're a psycho.
What an amazing dream.
Like I said, make that movie.
Yeah.
I'll give you my $10. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Perfect timing for this to be read, right?
Absolutely.
It did. It inspired us to dig a little more into travel prepping.
And it's a tough, kind of a tough topic.
It is.
It's a little bit tough.
It's hard to balance between being a nut job and you know, buying a military,
yeah,
you know, truck.
Exactly.
Filling it full of everything.
So we're going to start out. I'm going to talk a little bit about before you travel, like the pre-travel preparation you can do. And so the first thing is research your destination, you know, figure out where you're going, know about the city, know about the area, check the crime rate, because if, you know, if you're going in, if your hotel's in a high crime area, you might want to think about getting a different hotel, you know, or if you're wherever you're going is high crime. Pre-plan routes to your destinations where you're going to be going. So especially if you're driving, I think this is pretty important, you know. Make sure you know which way you're going, which way you can get out, alternate ways to get in and out. Don't you think, Cam?
I do.
Check the weather before you go.
Always.
Always check the weather. Cam's leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. And the weather's going to suck.
Weather's going to suck, so it's a good idea to check it.
I did.
You did check
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. I did.
It's going to suck. check the. This is something. Check the local news. I mean, if you can, if you're going like way out of town, if you can get on a website and check out the local Fox affiliate, whatever it is, you know, mm-hmm. and make sure there's not like ongoing riots or, yeah. You know,
yeah.
wildfires going through town or a herd of buffalo, whatever it is.
Or AA-80, or was it AA-86 being
yeah,
dumped
yeah.
into
you got some backflow of
your
asphalt
hotel.
Juice.
Yeah.
Asphalt juice. That's what I call it. Asphalt juice.
Did you guys put asphalt juice in this road?
Gosh damn it. Asphalt juice again.
Really worried about that asphalt.
Yeah. So research your bug out route and have a backup bug out route. If you got to go really quickly, know which way to get out. Look at the maps. Again, have local maps of the area.
Mm-hmm.
At least have a phone with Google Maps. And if you can download PDFs of some sort or some sort of maps that you can actually have downloaded that you don't need to get a data connection for,
yeah.
it's probably a better idea, right? So yep. you have them there no matter what.
They have tons of them on the app store
that you can just download,
yeah.
right? Yeah. So that's a really good idea, I think. You know, I think EDC comes in to play a lot more while you're out on vacation.
Definitely, yeah.
Or when you're out of town. I mean, it's
you're probably going to customize it a little bit.
Yeah, you're going to want to customize your EDC. And this obviously gets different if you're flying, or we're going to go into that a little bit more if you're going to be flying. You okay?
What was that? Oh, it's your.
What? What?
Your what? Family is like stomping.
Ugh, stinking family. Anyways, yeah. So your EDC is going to come into play. So if you're leaving town, you're not going to want to take your entire bug out bag. Or maybe you will, but when you're out, you're going to want to up your EDC game, I think, a little bit. You know.
Yeah.
So Cam, this weekend, I want you to do that. Even though you're just going back home.
Yeah.
I want
you. You know,
to
it's
do
funny
that.
when I had to leave, I had to go to a funeral.
Yeah.
And I had to drive. Like
yeah, a long ways.
It was 12 hours total, like jeez. 6 there, 6 back. I was yeah. by myself, you know, and
yeah.
there's some ice spots I have to go through the canyon. I did. I actually went through my truck and
did
put
you?
In yeah. I put in like an axe and I'll go through some of the stuff
yeah,
when
no,
it gets to my plane.
It's a really good idea, yeah, especially if you're alone.
I did, yeah. No,
even
I threw a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah, with your family. So make sure you have some extra water, some food, and some stuff that you can carry in a backpack if you're going to run out, you know, in the city or, you know, you're looking at different tourist attractions and stuff. Just
yeah.
up your EDC game as much as you can. Make sure you let close friends and family know where you're going to be going. It's a good idea, you know, especially if you're going alone like you were. You know, I hope you told your
I didn't
wife.
Let anybody know?
I hope you told your wife that you were
yeah.
going.
Yeah, it's my birthday too. That was fun.
It was your birthday.
It was a fun
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you all for telling yeah. me happy birthday. It did make a crappy day much better.
Much better. Yeah, everyone was being really nice.
That was awesome.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
No, I was like,
you're crying.
Oh,
you're
so
just getting,
great.
You're just getting emotional over there.
Great.
Yeah. So before you go, and now let's kind of move into if you're leaving the United States. Well, I guess we probably do have some listeners that don't live in the United States, but we're going to go with if you live in the United States and you're leaving.
Yeah.
Okay. So
if you're coming to the United States, don't even worry about it. You don't.
You're
going to
be just fine, unless you're going to like Detroit or Chicago or something like that. So the very first thing you need to know is in the city you're going to, make sure you know where the U.S. consulate is. It's a really good idea. What was that movie that came out a couple
What's
years ago?
What's a consulate? I don't know.
What's the movie that came out a couple years ago with Owen Wilson in it? Do you remember that? And they were trying to like get out of the hotel and like riots started and crazy crap happened.
I don't know.
Did you not see that?
I didn't see it.
Man, it was intense. Huh. He was like living over in China or something like that. I can't remember what it was.
No, I never saw that.
And he was like living in a hotel, and then like SHTF like went crazy.
Wow, that would suck.
And so he's trying to get back to the consulate, but everybody's trying to kill him. It was nuts.
No, I haven't seen that.
And remember when he threw like his kid like over the building? Like, you didn't see that? Seriously?
No,
what
I didn't
the heck, man?
I don't know.
If anybody knows what that movie that is, send us an email or something, because or get us on Facebook. That was a good movie. It was
Owen
good.
Wilson.
Owen Wilson, yeah.
Really?
With the nose. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a nose.
I know.
He has a nose.
One of those actors with a nose.
He's special. So know where the U.S. consulate is. Know the number to the consulate. That's just, you need to. Especially out of, if you're going to somewhere a little crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the U.K., well, I don't know. These days, U.K. is getting nutty, too. So know where local law enforcement is and know how to contact them. Because if you're getting mugged or something, or you did get mugged, or you got raped, that's not good. And you're going to want to be able to call the Bobbies or whatever, or the Mounties if you're in Canada. You know, this guy, you got raped.
Where's the Bobbies?
The Bobbies. That's a different accent.
Is there Hessians in this country that can help me?
Hessians?
I don't know who it is that protects the people here.
Hessians. Where are we at? I don't know.
I wouldn't know
vacationing.
Who protects the European people.
Who protects the European people? Does anybody?
Is there a police officer? What do you call them over there?
They just have like sticks and rocks, I think, because I don't think anybody can have guns over here.
Yeah.
They have really loud voices to yell at the guys that are being bad. Know where the local law enforcement is. If you're going to a foreign country that speaks another language, you need to make sure that you know several common phrases or that you have some sort of a translator app or a book that tells you how to say things.
Yeah.
Because you need to be able to communicate with the folks.
Yeah.
If you want to order falafel.
Come west us. Don DS.
Yeah. You know, it's just a good idea. So another thing is research common customs so you don't stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be, I'm going to get into some of this other stuff.
Any more freak,
What?
Any more. You don't need to blend in.
You don't need to?
It's smart to, but I'm just saying, how do you blend into our society anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. You just do, okay?
If you were the oddest person, you'd blend in.
Yeah, and so basically you want to become the gray man, and that's sort of like the theory of you don't, we're going to go over it a little bit more later.
Paint
but
yourself like all gray.
Yeah, exactly.
No skin tone.
Just so that you want to just be that guy that nobody
likes.
Notices or likes. You've got that down, Cameron. You should do some YouTube videos.
An a-hole and flip people off. You just want to be that person nobody likes. It'll keep you safe.
So something I found out, this is such a freaking good idea. So if you're a U.S. citizen, you're going out of the country, the government has a program called STEP, or Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. So basically what it does is you go onto their website, you let them know where you're going, when you're going, and you give them your information like a cell phone number, and an email, right? And so when you get to that place, they will text and email you alerts about the area, like anything
that's
going
on. That's so awesome.
Yeah, if there's riots happen, or if you need to evacuate, if you need to come back to the consulate immediately, if some war breaks out. I think they even send you stuff with natural disasters coming. So you can come back to the consulate. You could be safe.
That's so cool.
Yep, exactly.
I had no idea that existed.
Yeah, so absolutely. They will also they'll be able to assist your family if they can't find you. You get kidnapped or something or whatever. They know that you're there, so they can help figure that out.
Okay.
So if you go to step.state.gov, that's step.state.gov. That's where you can go ahead and sign up for that. It's free.
That's awesome.
Do it, yeah. While I was researching this, there were several different sites and blogs and stuff that suggested that when you're getting a hotel room, make sure you get it on the second or the fifth, up to the fifth floor. First floor is obviously a no-no because if stuff goes down, there's riots, if there's violence, stuff on the streets, the first floor is going to be the one they're going to hit, right? Because they don't want to go up. They want to be able to get out really quickly. So the first floor, just don't go there. Go to the second up to the fifth floor. And they say only up to the fifth floor because if there's a fire or something like
can't
that.
Get out.
You, well, yeah. The,
you jump,
the most fire trucks, ladders will only go up to the fifth floor.
Oh.
So it's just something to think about. Smart. So you can get down. Yeah. So anyways, that's sort of my pre-prep before you go. Just make sure you know all these things and you're enrolling in these programs.
I'm always going to stay below the fifth floor now.
Yeah.
Except for the first.
Except for the first. 2 to 5.
Man, that's
two to
cool.
five, right in the ever... sweet spot. Mm. That's the sweet spot right
that's
there.
That's the Hotel G spot?
Yeah, exactly.
That grunt made me uncomfortable.
He did, it? Just wait till we've stayed at a hotel together. Hotel G spot.
Can I get the second to fifth?
Yeah, I'd like a room in the G spot, please. Somewhere right in the midst of the G spot.
I really would like a nice floor in the
okay, so okay. Guys, real quick, I want to stop and tell you about the 3%er. Man, we love these dudes, too. These guys have been fantastic to us.
Their shirts have been fantastic.
They have. I've been wearing the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They're extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's 3percenter.com. Give them a follow on Instagram. Use code CASUALPREPPERS.
Oh, I thought you were going to point to me.
Use code...
CASUALPREPPERS.
For 10% discount, bro. Yeah. All right, yeah, so go check
their
them
stuff
out.
Their stuff is serious cool.
Yeah, 10% discount on the already fantastic prices.
Yeah, they really do have... super
what?
Cheap prices.
Yeah. So.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, let's do.
From Hotel G spots to.
Traveling by car.
Yeah, okay.
Traveling. It wasn't exciting.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make it exciting. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa, bro.
Almost knocked your thing over here.
Yeah.
All right. So, traveling by car. So, first and foremost. You need to have a functioning car. So
if you're going to travel by car, you need to have a vehicle that
okay,
runs.
What I'm saying here is, you know, don't drive it, you know, to the very...
Drive it like you stole it.
Don't be going around with a quarter to 16th of a tank of gas and I'll just fill up later. That's probably going to get you in trouble.
It might.
You never know. You never know, you know.
Ask my wife if that gets her in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding. Mine too. Because most of us, you know, in reality, we don't have that amphibious, you know, transformable car that can fly and that can store weapons. And
like
has
that,
a,
that car we put on Instagram.
A 400.
The other day. Yeah. Did you see that thing?
Just
that
blew
that
up.
Toyota.
If you didn't.
Was it? It's a Tacoma. Toyota yeah. Tacoma. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
I need
it's
it.
Amazing.
I need it.
Mm-hmm. So most of us don't have something that awesome.
No, we don't. Really strained to get that
I
one
did
out.
I did anyway. So just car basics, you know, make sure your tires are good
because mm-hmm.
you don't know how far you're gonna have to drive.
That's right.
Change your oil frequently.
Yes.
Not every once a year. So you don't know how long this car is going to be important to you.
Yeah,
you know, if mm-hmm. it might be your only transportation or only way to get back to family or to safety.
Yeah.
Treat
it like a member of the family.
Yeah.
That's
if you have engine
saying.
Lights on, you know, which I kind of do.
I do too.
You want to take care of those.
But I had it looked at. I'm fine.
Yeah. So get them looked at.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't need a jump start to get you going. Some people get by jumping their car all the time.
Yeah.
I've been there. Know some basic car maintenance.
Yeah.
You know, how to change fluids, how to change a tire. Mm-hmm. Where your spare tire is located.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
And then making sure that your spare tire is in good condition.
Yeah.
I haven't checked mine in a while.
Dude.
Does it have any air in it?
I don't know.
Air in it. But the one for my Volkswagen, speaking of which,
Volkswagen.
If you have a Volkswagen, you're screwed.
you are screwed
because all the little garbage bolts,
the damn Hessians
that are on there, like star wrenches and like just weird freaking crap. What are the Germans using?
The
any normal tools?
The Kinder plucked and screwed.
Yeah,
head.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have to order. It's like $35
yeah.
just to take one bolt off. Anyway,
yeah,
I had to change the battery in mine, and I'm pissed about it still.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully you have a nice American-made car that has normal bolts.
Yeah.
Anyway. Normal, basic car maintenance, you should really know how to do some of those main things. make sure your car jack is, you know, greased and usable, because some of those are all rusted.
Grease that car jack.
And then have a basic toolkit, you know, sockets, socket wrench, and, you know, farmer blow.
About a snot rocket.
Screwdrivers, things that can actually fix, you know, the car.
Yeah.
You got to have some of that in there.
If you got a German Hitler head screw in there, you got to have the German Hitler head driver.
Yeah, make sure you have that
yeah.
ridiculous bullcrap in your car. Now, on to items that are important.
Well, there were besides
just the basic stuff. Okay. This is just basic stuff your car, okay? So I put like weapon and tool because, you know, having some of those multi-tool things are awesome.
Trucker's
that trucker's friend.
Yep.
I want one in my car. I want to own one.
It's going to stay in my car. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's because, you know, a lot of the different stuff I read, you know, you don't know if you're going to have to cut your family out of the seatbelt.
For a second, I was like, you're never going to cut your family up.
How are you going to sever that femur and cook it? Huh? You need a good, nice, sharp axe.
Femur. It's a femur bone.
You think this came off a chicken or something? So, yeah.
One day someone's going to get that reference. Like someone's going to get it.
Busting your windows out, prying doors open, you know, a good tool, good solid trucker's friend.
Yes.
And also can be duly used as a weapon.
Yeah, absolutely.
To kill people.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm referring to.
Or squirrels. This is
a murdering weapon.
Yeah.
Or a lobotomizer.
That's right, yeah.
Number one. Water.
Yes, have water.
Muchos aguas. And there's a lot, you know. Anything to do with water, you know, purification tabs. I have a Life Straw on both my vehicles.
Yeah.
Bottled water stored in all the little nooks and crannies in mine.
I do too.
I do. It's just like, they're like, the outside's all been vibrated so much that it's like, you can't even see through. Yeah. I don't even know if it is water. But yeah, just have every way to in a container to pick water up out of the river or wherever you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Water. Okay. Okay. And your vehicle may need some of that.
Yeah.
Maybe a little drink here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Food. And there's a lot of different things for food, you know.
I got like so many really old French fries under my seat.
Yeah. I probably could feed my family off. So my Volkswagen, the battery's underneath the driver's seat, which is another ridiculous bunch of crap. Anyways, German the battery is spotless. There was no corrosion. But when I lifted it off, it was like... just like showered in like M&M's and French fries and
mine's like fruit snacks. There's fruit snacks.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Those are in there too. But so I could survive off that. But,
yeah.
But yeah, for food, you know, you could be extreme and just carry an MRE, you know, tons of calories.
Tack bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daytrex.
Freaking tack bar.
Mm-hmm.
Granola, you know, nuts and snacks. But candy and gum, that's a good idea too if you have kids.
I agree.
So, yeah, you know, you can stock up on that stuff.
Or just don't have kids.
Yeah.
There's several ways you can look at that.
If you want to survive.
Kids are fantastic.
I love my kids, but they are going to make survival hell.
It's not going to be an enjoyable thing.
No, it's not. The other thing, you know, a lot of them talked about is don't be overconfident. You know, I got a vehicle and this alternative route, I'm going to try it. You know, you need to think. As you know, if I lose this vehicle, you know, I could probably die.
Kind of like the guy
be very careful.
Pull out last year.
Yeah, that guy.
By the river.
Yeah. Yeah, we were out reviewing a battle box and
I don't know what he was doing.
He had a long bed, super long truck, and he was just trying to, I don't know where he was going.
Oh, it was insane. But so I had to pull him out with my little Jeep Liberty.
He did. It worked.
Yep.
But don't be overconfident. Don't think you can do it because you got four-wheel drive in the truck. Like, you've got to be as careful as possible.
Especially when there's snow. I mean.
Right. So some key items, you know, map, a spare phone or CB radio or other communication device, a car maintenance kit, you know, tire patch, you know, tester, maybe a jump. They have those awesome little, like, credit card size battery jumpers.
Yeah, those things are awesome.
I want one bad.
Yeah, I do too.
Fire starter kit.
Yeah.
You know, just multiple things. You can have waterproof matches.
A lot of this can be your EDC. I mean, if you have it on you all the time, you're good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it may be easy enough just to have, like I have in mine, I think I got for Christmas. It had like You know, flares.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I love those flares.
Freaking countermeasures.
Oh, man.
Someone's chasing you, you throw a flare out. Yeah. You're good to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
even you don't even know how important those will be. You guys shut your faces. Anyways, yeah, it's like a little Kevlar zip kit that has yeah. like jumper cables. If you just pack those full, you know, it just sits yeah, just in the, my trunk.
Well, I mean, I do have in both of my cars now. I actually had to take
or
it out.
Or you can
of
just
one.
Have a backpack, you know, an old bag.
That's what I have an old bag, like a 72-hour kit in both of my vehicles.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it doesn't have a lot of that other stuff that you're talking about, like flares and stuff. But we do have like a roadside kit.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
has flares and a little socket yeah, set and stuff, you know.
Yeah. So you could just, you know, you could stack that little bag. It's already in there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and there's a lot of. I have a lot of places you can store stuff. Like in my car, mm-hmm. If you lift up the trunk, like the little the board,
yeah,
there's so much room. Sorry, I was blew
is that
out.
Where is your spare? Under
my
there?
Spare's there, yeah. but there's tons of room
yeah,
around
you
it.
You could throw a bunch.
Like you could put a bunch of bottles in there.
Bottle
you just
of water.
Pour a whole bag of grain in there.
Yeah, yeah. You just know? Make sure you have
it's a
your
really
grinder.
Good idea.
Just make sure you bring your
yeah, bring
grinder.
That yeah, yeah.
So, some flour.
But no, there's a lot of space that you could just stock full.
Yeah.
Anyway, you didn't put countermeasures in there. You have flare and a
small
glow
child.
Stick. Yeah, you could.
Small child.
Yeah. Small game that you can use as food when they grow.
Yeah.
Rope.
Yeah.
Spade or a shovel. Something to dig yourself out or,
yeah, that's,
you know, to build shelter or.
In the winter, for
also
sure.
Also to kill people with.
Make sure you have a shovel of some sort.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And yeah, and I didn't mention that, you know. When you're kind of getting that kit ready, you know, what time of season, the season, you know,
yeah.
is it summer? So if it's summer, you know, have hats if you're going to be stranded.
Yeah.
You know, your car dies and you're going to walk out in the
bandanas.
Desert. You're a dead man. If it's in the winter, you know, have extra gloves and clothing. And,
yep.
You know, I always store, I have quite a few blankets in mine, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think my kids could travel without them. Mainly so they don't throw up all over.
Yes.
You just use a blanket.
Use that before.
A small first aid kit, just yeah. with some basics. You know, you don't need an IV kit in there, but it
yeah,
would be nice.
I think we got one from a battle box, that little boat
yeah.
one. I've got it in
yeah,
my,
see, just something. I mean,
perfect.
You need to have some first aid stuff.
Yeah.
You know, flashlight. And this is all really small, easy to mm-hmm. throw in your bag.
And yeah, just make sure you have a flashlight.
Sanitary stuff, you know. This is for Kobe. If you got Kobe with you, you need toilet paper,
you
like
do.
Feminine stuff and fragrances.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to drive with stinky people, especially
creams,
not Kobe.
Creams and lotions and daisies.
And I mentioned the weather, you know.
I do have toilet paper in the back of my car, just so you know.
I have wet wipes, which are so much better.
Yeah. Whatever.
Not wet wipes. Flushable toilet paper.
Okay.
Like the little wet kind.
Sure. Wet wipes.
Oh, they're so nice. Are they wet wipes?
I don't know, but. Yeah,
I'm thinking of the wet wipes or just clean your hand, but you can wipe your butt with it if you want.
Sure.
There's so much more. Oh, it's so nice.
Let's not get into that right now.
We're going to have an episode on the different things to wipe your butt with.
Yeah.
That would be.
I think we might have to at some point.
You will.
Yeah.
I know you're pretty into that.
No, I'm just toilet paper, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I use.
Some other really useful things, garbage bags.
Yeah, I totally agree.
The plastic can be used, you know, for protection, for shelter building.
Protection.
Protection. Not like that kind of protection. I mean,
don't worry, baby. I got a garbage bag. We're going to go hit that hotel G spot right now.
Let's just put the whole bag over you. Duct tape's another one. So duct tape, which is cool, is you can, if you're in the winter, mm-hmm. you can make waterproof shoes and waterproof your whole like lower leg. You just duct tape the sucker all the way up. I looked
waterproof
at some,
your whole lower leg.
Yeah. Just one leg.
Just one leg. Just, yeah. Keep that left leg warm and dry.
Okay. And then the extreme items. This is for the overprepared. The beyond casual prepper.
This.
So this is what people put. And I, you know.
Yeah.
So say you run out of gas and you've got to travel a ways.
Yeah.
If you had a skateboard.
I saw a skateboard.
It's so
it's
nice.
Like, dear, what are you doing? I've got to have my skateboard in case we break down.
But think about it. Wouldn't it be nicer to have a skateboard to walk like 5 miles?
Well, you wouldn't be walking at that point, would you?
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
I'm just saying it's extreme.
You or better know how to skateboard.
Yeah, I know. And I don't.
I
a
can
gas
skateboard.
Siphon. So those are pretty small, and you know, you just need some tubing. You can really Like, I was surprised at how small those
are. You can save a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to buy gas.
It's true.
You just siphon it from other people.
You can even do that now without...
That's what I'm saying.
A thing. Yeah. Just start doing it.
Yeah.
In a gas can, you know. Yeah. If you have a sweet Jeep and already have that deal set up, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Something for traction, you know, they have like tractor ladders or things that you can traction ladders.
We actually got those.
Roll out.
Do you remember those things we got in the battle box?
I forgot about those.
I've got those in the back of my wife's car.
Yeah.
They're like zip tie traction things. They're kind of cool.
They're like, yeah. You can just kind of
give
yourself some traction. Mm-hmm. Other people say kitty litter in the winter.
Kitty litter, and you can actually use your floor mats too if you need to.
Yeah. I've actually done that.
Yeah.
It didn't work that great.
Didn't it? No. I mean, it's an idea. You can try.
But yeah. A tent or tarp, you can even throw, like, they have those really small tents now.
Yeah.
And then a pry bar, fire extinguisher, spare battery.
Yeah, I guess.
I know. This is kind of extreme. But the, and a converter. Yeah, those are kind of nice. I have one in mine. And some of the new trucks have freaking outlet in them.
They do, yeah.
It's so nice. Yep. But I can't afford a new truck.
No.
I'm just a casual guy.
You are, yeah.
So, anyway. We'll put some of this stuff up. There's a lot of items. A lot of that stuff's basic. I mean, that you can easily throw in your car today.
Yeah.
And then the extremes, that's up to you.
Yeah, if you got a skateboard.
If you want a portable bike or skateboard, go ahead.
I mean, a lot of people have bikes on the back of their cars all the time. You know what I mean?
Not all the time.
Or on top of their car.
Okay.
All right, so let's move on to traveling by plane. I'm actually going to be doing this here in a couple weeks,
which is nerve-wracking.
It is super nerve-wracking. Yeah, it's not fun.
I hate airports.
Yeah,
and people.
You hate everything. Bruh. So the hardest thing is you really, your EDC is super limited. And I'm gonna feel really naked without having my knife on me. That's the hardest thing for me, is going on a plane and not having that knife. I'm gonna have to put it in my freaking checked bag, you know. So yeah.
Or swallow it.
Yeah, swallow it. So here's a few things, you know, that are TSA approved that you can get on the plane that you should absolutely at least think about taking with you. So they have actual TSA approved first aid kits. So you make sure everything in it is good to go on the plane. So jump on Amazon. Maybe we'll throw one in the article when we put the article up on this. When Cam gets the article done,
throw a little link to.
Yeah, there's a few of them on Amazon that I found, so they're relatively.
Yeah, I remember looking at some of those because it said TSA.
I mean, because you have to think about it. I mean, I know that it's probably not going to happen, and it almost never happens, a plane crash. But I mean, what if you're Tom Hanks? What if, you know what I mean? What if you're
a rugby team from Chile? Yeah,
exactly.
Chile.
So it's just something you have to think about that at least. Or what if you get to a place? There's a hijacking, you know. I mean, there's so many different things that can happen on a plane. So anyways, first aid kit, a water filter and a bottle. You know, like you said, I mean, how easy is it to throw in?
Yeah, the life straw.
A life straw.
Is so small.
Or even like the Sawyer Mini, you know.
Those things are.
So make sure you have one of those. And also, there's some like collapsible water bottles. It's a good idea to have one of those to take with you. And obviously, they take up barely any room right there. A flashlight. You can get a flashlight on with you. So make sure you have a flashlight. The lights go out in the airplane. Stuff starts going nutty. You know, it's like Final Destination time, and you need to see what's going on. Remember that movie, Final Destination?
I do.
Yeah. So flashlight. Literature. I think it's a really good idea.
That email you read made me think of it, like a plane crashed, and then we had to get off the plane. And
yeah, exactly.
It reminded me of Final
Destination. And then they watch it blow up.
Yep.
Literature. I mean, you're going to have I like to go with a backpack. That's what I do on a plane. I carry on a backpack.
Same.
It's a good idea to have like maybe like a first aid field guide or like an SAS survival guide, something like that in your backpack. You're going to have something to read anyways.
Yeah.
Why not have one of those, on there? You know, don't have it on Kindle. Don't have it on your iPad because if something happens, EMP,
you're probably going to crash anyway.
You're probably going to crash anyways, but...
But yeah, no.
But you could survive. You know, something could happen. So just make sure you're...
Hey, it could happen, man.
Yeah. This is something I didn't know you could actually do this. You can actually bring scissors on a plane.
I know. I
didn't
know that either.
Under 4 inches. So this looks familiar to you, right?
Is that exactly 4?
I mean, that size looks really familiar
to
you, right?
There it is.
So...
Kobe, show me 4 inches.
Yeah. Your wife said that. Never mind. So 4 inches. So you can have, like, I don't know why people would be taking scissors on that were under 4 inches. I guess maybe you sew or something like that. But
What did you just say?
Scissors.
Oh, why people?
Why?
Yeah. He said, I don't know why white people.
white people. I was like, that is so racist.
other races would do it.
Oh, yeah. The Asians, they always take
That's
on
fine.
Scissors. The white people.
Oh, I don't know why white people would take scissors on board.
White men need scissors?
We don't need scissors. White men bring scissors on board.
White men huff scissors.
This man's part scissor bringer.
You went too far
there.
That
was dumb.
That didn't work. So anyways, that's something, at least you would have some sort of a blade with you on there. You know,
blade.
Think about it. Cash. Take your cash with you.
I always carry cash.
$100 in cash when you're traveling on you at all times. Don't put it all in the same place. We're going to go over that later, but have some cash. You can actually take
in your hat, in your shoe.
Yeah. You can actually take a small Bic lighter with you on the plane.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Take it with you. Take it with you. Have it in your bag. Bandana. You know, I mean, how many articles out there, like 4 billion uses for a bandana, you know?
A lot.
Have a bandana with
4
you.
Billion.
It takes no time to put it on there. So what if something happens, the plane starts getting, there's smoke in the plane.
Whip out your bandana.
Your thing doesn't come down, you know, your little oxygen thing. You take out your bandana, man.
And then somebody's going to knock you out for being a terrorist.
Yeah, that is possible. Make sure it's a nice-looking bandana.
He's got his mask on. What has he got on?
What is he doing? Yeah. So think about a bandana. It's not a bad idea to have one with you.
No.
Frequently, anyways.
Yeah.
And then if, like, somebody's leg starts bleeding like crazy, you can use it as a tourniquet.
Whip it out.
To. Yeah, whip it out. Paracord. Not a bad idea to keep. Maybe you can have a paracord watch.
Or a survival
watch. Or a bracelet, or a
necklace,
a belt,
or a belt,
paracord necklace, anklet.
I guarantee you, there's one out there.
Oh yeah, I know there is. I've seen them. Make sure you have your phone, and make sure that phone is charged, and make sure you have a way to charge that phone, and make sure that phone has all the information on it that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Extra needed medications.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It's a good idea to keep them with you just in case. What if your bags get lost? They go to Honolulu and you're going to LaGuardia.
Yeah.
And
your Viagra's
your
going
Viagra's,
that way and you're going
and
to
you're
the G-Spot Hotel.
G-Spot Hotel.
Dang it. Your luggage is gone.
Yeah. So no little blue pill or purple pill or whatever it is. What color is it?
It's blue.
Oh, you know what color it is.
There's a pink pill.
I knew you knew what color it was.
I use it.
So make sure you
just
have that.
Give it out like candy.
Yeah. Change of clothes. Make sure I always make sure I have a change of clothes. With
mm-hmm.
me, you know?
I've crapped my pants on a trip.
Are you being serious? Or
yeah.
Are you serious? All right. And let's hear that story, please.
No.
You're not going to tell me the story?
It was just one of those.
I'm so happy you actually said that on the podcast.
Yeah, it happened.
It kind of came out quicker than you thought, huh?
Yeah.
Like oh, crap, I said that. Oh, but, no, I'm not talking about it came out quicker than you thought on the plane. I'm saying what you said. Tell me the story. What happened?
No, there's like no story behind it. We were just traveling. And
were you on a plane or were you just driving?
Oh, no, yeah, I wasn't on a plane.
Okay.
That would be horrible. What is that smell? I don't know. Is there babies on here?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have to tell me that story at
yeah.
some point. Okay, some other tips. Listen to the flight attendants. Seriously, know where the exit is. Know how to use emergency equipment. Don't get on the freaking plane with flip-flops and shorts.
No.
It's a bad
That's
idea.
That's so common.
Yeah, seriously, it is. If you're going, maybe you are going to Hawaii, but maybe you make a pit stop in Denver, and it's December, and you can't get back on the plane, something happens. You're looking to look like a really big dumbass out there in your flip-flops and Bermuda
yeah.
shorts. Seriously.
Yeah,
you know
I know.
Mean?
Have you seen those people that they're like their carry-ons are like those massive like Mount Everest climbing bags?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, people are nuts, dude.
So if you're that crazy, you can take whatever you want in
yeah. there. So like I said, I like to take a backpack. I just think it's the
I
easiest
do too.
Thing
what
to
I
do.
Always take.
But I never put it in the overhead compartment.
Nope,
I always
me either. It's always under
the
seat.
Always under the seat in front of me. Oh. Because that way I've got easy access to it if something happens. I got easy access to it throughout the flight. And if we have to get off quickly, I know I have it there. Stop reading text right now, Cameron. Don't
I'm
do
not.
That. Yeah, you are.
It's an eBay thing. It's an eBay bid.
So just, you know, situational awareness. Keep your eyes and ears open at all times. So once you get to your destination, once you're there, Blend in, become the gray man. This is something that we talked about before, becoming the gray man, like just become like the guy that nobody even notices, right? I watched a little video from Black Scout Survival. That dude's pretty knowledgeable in this kind of stuff. What he said is become George Costanza from Seinfeld. Just that everyday average dude that nobody is going to take another look at. That's what he said. I was like, that's really good idea. Funny. Yeah, so just somebody that you, nobody's going to remember, nobody's going to think about, right? And he kind of went over the thing, like, maybe something happens, maybe there's a crime that's committed, and somebody remembers you, and you're, like, in a lineup or something. They remember you for some reason. Maybe they say, oh, he was the one that did it, but you weren't. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So it's just don't be memorable. Don't wear bright colors. Don't wear expensive-looking clothing. Don't wear tactical clothing. It's not a good idea when you're on vacation. You know, don't look like that guy.
I don't.
I know.
Usually with my kids, and I have crap stuck on my shirt.
Yeah.
Snot smeared on my sleeve.
Yeah. Number one thing, don't wear a fanny pack. It's like, hello, I'm a tourist, and come steal my stuff.
That's true.
So just don't wear it. You're going to look like an idiot anyways. So, and it's a funny thing. My wife just ordered a fanny pack for where we're going.
What is your wife's deal?
I don't know.
She's
going to
get kidnapped.
She's a woman. I know. That's what I told her. I'm like,
if you get kidnapped, then I'm not coming after you.
Just remember that I warned you about this. So, yeah. Don't wear a fanny pack. Have a backpack. You can even get one with...
I want pictures of your family with her wearing that.
She actually sent me a picture today. Do you want me to show you?
She would.
I'll show you later. Anyways.
Is that all?
Yeah.
She's wearing the fanny pack.
Just a fanny pack, baby. Can't wait. So, you can get the backpacks with the locking zippers. You know what I mean? And then you can get a money belt. Have you seen the money belts that people wear?
Maybe like a cash belt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just put it underneath you. Yeah, so that way you're not going to get pickpocketed. A good tip is keep an extra wallet with you that has like 10 bucks in it or something with a bunch of bills, some outdated credit cards and stuff. So if you do get mugged, you can just throw that at them.
I thought about that. Having a little
also,
decoy.
Yeah, and maybe even having an extra cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a pain in the ass to carry that stuff.
Two cell phones?
Yeah, because they're going to steal your phone. I mean, your phone's worth more than your wallet half the time.
Yeah, it is. So, mine's both.
Yeah, yours is a phone and a wallet. Yeah, you're screwed. So that's a good thing. Have an extra copy of your passport if you're out of the country,
that's
obviously.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Make sure that you understand the monetary conversions where you're going, because you will get ripped off otherwise. And you can actually go to the U.S. consulate and you can exchange money there. That's the best place to do it.
Yeah.
So do it there. You know, don't do it at the airports. Don't do it anywhere else. Do it, go right to the consulate and do it. Make sure you have the correct vaccinations where you're going. If you're going to Africa, if you're going to...
Vaccinate yourself for everything.
Yeah, everything. And then just keep as much as your normal EDC on you as often as you can.
Yeah.
Just be wary of it and do it as much as you can.
I want you to go through when you're ready to leave and get on the plane. I'm going to come over here and I'm going to inspect everything. You just knocked your flag down.
I know.
Freaking... Yeah. Non-patriot.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We'll have a little time.
Okay. You done?
Yep, I'm done.
All right. Well, I wanted to share something with you, our newest sponsor.
Man, I'm excited.
EliteSurvivor.com.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I know, I am too. So this podcast is also brought to you by EliteSurvivor.com, your premier veteran-owned and operated source of survival, prepper, bushcraft, EDC, and outdoor gear. Get yourself prepared and save 15% off your first order with code
Casual Preppers.
15%. That's awesome, man.
That is fantastic.
Step it up.
So just you get 15% off only your first order. So make sure your first order is a big one.
Yeah, yeah. Just go make order. It freaking massive.
We have a shipment coming right now from Elite. From Elite Survivor. It's a big one. So we got a bunch of stuff that we're going to be reviewing probably on the next podcast, I hope. But if you're going to get 15% off your first order, just make it a huge order.
Go to their site. Seriously, it's clean.
Yeah.
And it's like, seriously, it's like the Amazon site for survival stuff.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
It's fantastic. So
they
make sure
you great stuff, like little things. Mm-hmm. You can stock your stockings full of a bunch of their stuff.
Stock your stockings.
Yeah.
Yep. EliteSurvivor.com.
Stocking stuffers.
EliteSurvivor.com.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm up again.
Yeah, you're up. You're up. Go ahead.
The last little bit here. I just want to talk about being prepared for the unexpected travel.
Yeah.
When you may have to just bug out, get in your car, and get the freak out.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to prepare for that.
It is really hard.
But just like I was talking about before, you need to make sure your vehicles, whatever one you're planning to really do some getaway in, you know, make sure it's got good tires, you know, belts are changed and doesn't need maintenance 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's got oil in it, you know, and that you've got, you know, your little prepper kit in there.
Yeah.
So vehicles make really good additional basement storage, you know.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about, there's tons of space in them. You just cram it full of garbage.
And you're not using it every day. You're not. All that space. So.
Yeah. And so just, you know, stick stuff in there, bags and whatnot. The other important thing is you need to have more than one plan.
Yeah.
You know, three at least, you know.
At least.
I mean, like, if you could do five, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't know what roads are going to be closed. You don't know what your town's going to do. You don't know if you're going to be able to get back from work.
Yeah.
So you need to have, you know, you need to think through, okay, where would I go? How would my family know to get there? How would I, you know, get there an alternative way and things like that. So you need to have those plans. That's, you know, you got to plan for the unexpected.
Yeah, you do.
Have your car kits ready at all times. It's easy to just throw stuff in there now.
Yeah, like do it now.
Just get it in there. I did it when I went out and I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, you are. I'm going to keep on doing
it. I'm just going to do it all the time.
I'm going to do it every day. Every day.
I'm going to buy another car and just pack it up in the top.
Yeah.
To the top. So, you know, if you have that basic car kit, that stash, you can always add to it based on where you're going and all that stuff. So, just have a little one ready, you know. And then also, like we've talked about for both, you know, wherever you're going to travel, have offline maps, you know, either in a device you don't use or store it on your phone.
Or your telephone? You store that on your telephone?
You need to have it. You need to have a map stored on your telephone.
I love when you do your accents out of nowhere.
These guys are men of many voices. But yeah, you know, you need to know your area, but surrounding area, different roads, different paths, and have it on paper, you know?
Have it on paper.
And then you can burn that paper.
Yeah.
You don't know if solar flare is going to fry everything, so don't rely on your electronics or anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are just some basics. I mean, have just basic stuff in your car. Pack it up.
Yeah.
Have a good plan.
Have a good plan.
And another plan.
And another plan.
Maybe another than that.
One more plan.
And make sure your vehicle's going to make it.
Yep.
The end.
It's obvious stuff, right?
It is.
So that's our travel prepping episode. I think you got a lot of good information, and I think you should be happy with what we've just done.
Yeah. Right. I think you should be thankful for what we've done for you.
But we're going to move on.
Yeah.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right. Here it
just
goes.
Just a medical tip.
Just a little tippy. So just basics here, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not going to perform surgery.
What? We're not going to do brain surgery
quick
and dirty?
No.
What?
So a lot of mass shootings, you know, and you don't know if you're going to riot somebody, you know, that you really care for. May get shot.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it may not be somebody you could care less about.
Yeah.
But you can make a difference, you know, by just sitting there watching them bleed out.
The more you know.
So I just want to do some basics on what do you do if somebody gets shot.
Okay.
Next to you.
Do it.
Right next to you. And it sprays on your face.
Yeah.
Take
out your phone. Take a selfie.
Post it. People won't believe you.
Hashtag gunshot. Hashtag bleeding out.
Hashtag blood spray.
Ew.
Hashtag infection. So number one, ensure your safety.
Okay.
So if you just stay out there trying to help people and you get shot, you're just another problem for
you're just
people.
Another idiot with a bullet wound.
So make sure that you know you're safe.
Yeah.
And then once you assess that situation and you're safe, then take action. You know, don't just, should I help that guy?
Yeah, help him.
There's a good chance the emergency personnel cannot get to that site.
Yeah.
You know, if there's an active shooter, nobody's going to get to him. But you know that active shooter's, you know.
Yeah.
So just take action. Get that person taken care of. Third, you know, call 911 or immediate help.
Yeah.
If it's an active shooter, you know, in a mall or something like that, then, you know, it's probably been called. And then the victim, you know, assess the victim. Are they breathing? Are they unconscious? Or are they lifeless? Just, you know.
Yeah.
You can check and see if they're breathing pretty easily. If they're not, just start compressions right away.
Okay.
You know, if there's a gunshot wound, it's squirting out of them, there's still a better chance that the compressions are going to save them.
Okay.
And try and counter shock. You know, they're bleeding out either internally, externally. You need to just prevent shock. You know, keep them warm unless it's like, you know, blazing hot. But
yeah,
keep them warm and lie them down. The easiest way, you know, to get blood to the brain is to keep them nice and flat.
Okay.
Unless the only reason you wouldn't do that is if it's a headshot.
Oh, okay.
Headshot.
Is that how it sounds?
Get extra points just because you know they can choke on their blood and all that crap. So that's the only reason. But most often, you know, get them laid down, stop the bleeding, however you can.
Okay.
You know, tuck stuff into the gunshot wound. You know, don't worry about pushing the bullet in further because you're not, you know, or getting the bullet out. Just got to stop the bleeding.
Have your rat's tourniquet available if you need it.
Yeah. So if it's a limb, tourniquets are awesome.
Yeah.
If it's a chest wound, you know, it's probably going to be a sucking chest wound, or mm-hmm. you know, and
they all suck.
They do. I freaking hate chest wounds.
I hate chest wounds.
Fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's sucking chest wound, you know, you can feel or hear air sucking in. Yeah. You can actually use a credit card, stick it over the wound, and it'll allow pressure.
Like, is Amex better or Visa? Is there a preference?
Like Subway?
Also,
and stuff like that.
I have one of those.
Yeah, I do too. So, yeah. Anyways, just try to control bleeding.
Okay.
Doesn't matter how you do it. That person's got a better chance if... You know,
yeah.
Joe Blow is trying to help them
right.
rather than bleeding out until security or whatever arrives.
Right.
And then, so stop bleeding, then plug the gunshot wound with cloth or whatever you can.
Mm-hmm.
So those are simple things, real quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Fantastic.
Just act.
I hope someone gets shot tonight.
If you're safe, then just, you know, just help them.
Okay.
Anything in a gunshot victim, you know.
Yeah.
You probably could do wrong, but...
Yeah, you could. But help.
No.
Help.
Yeah.
Help.
Just use common sense.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, we're going to move on real quick to the conflicted card game that we got the other day. And we decided... Let's just tell them what it is.
It's a card game?
It's a card game.
It's called a conflicted card game.
So they have a bunch of different decks. The deck we have... what's it called? Financial Collapse?
Yep. They have different, like you said, like nuclear break.
Yeah, nuclear fallout. Man, there's a whole bunch of
different
decks.
Different scenarios and how you would handle them.
Yep, exactly.
So you just like...
So ours is Financial Collapse. So what you have on all the cards is different scenarios or questions or things like that. So you get together with a group of people. Somebody, you know, everybody takes a turn. You read the question or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You let everybody answer. And then you give it to the person that you think gave the best answer. And it's basically, it's just a way to get you talking with the people you know about these
just
situations.
Just kind of raises awareness of
crises. So it's kind of cool. You can find these guys.
If you're sitting down dinner with family, it's like, boom, ask your kid.
Yeah, exactly.
If an atomic bomb falls right now,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
What do you think about central banks, little kid? You know,
yeah.
So we just thought we'd read one real quick and just kind of show you guys what it's all about.
So we drew this card randomly.
Which card is it?
It is Q.
Queen?
Are they face cards? I didn't know they were face cards. I thought they were alphabetical.
I got like three Qs and a K.
I thought the Q was for question. And then I thought...
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, they are. They are face cards.
That is fantastic.
So you can also play... You know, solitaire.
I have the cue card.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not like I don't know face cards, butthole.
I thought
it was a question, see?
Okay.
Cue.
I get you.
Question.
I get you.
Oh,
I get you.
Yeah, I didn't want to do this anymore.
We're done.
This is the last
podcast. Over. Podcast over.
Okay. So this one reads, under the guise of helping prevent another economic crash, your federal government wants to outlaw cash and make all money electronic. What are your thoughts on an economy ran on 100% electronic money?
So then at this point, you guys would just sort of discuss it and everybody would kind of give their input. I would say that would be
we want everybody to email us their answer.
Yeah. Everybody send us an email with the answer, please. And come see us on Facebook.
So, yeah, that would be...
Yeah, that'd be a horrible thing.
A disaster.
Obviously, yeah. You need to have something that you can hold in your hand that is worth the money that you have, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's obviously we've been going towards that.
This would be something the Clintons would maybe consider.
Yeah. Seriously, you know, since we went off the gold standard back in the 70s, I can't remember exactly the year it was, we've been going downhill, and I think we've been going towards this since then. But I think that happens. That's a bad deal. It's a bad deal all around. It's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, what happens, like we say, what happens if there is an EMP? What happens if there's a hack on the banks or whatever it is?
You lost everything.
You've lost everything.
You don't have anything to work with.
Yeah, you don't have anything. You don't have that physical cash. I mean, and there's nothing that represents the money in the system. It's just ones and zeros. That's all it is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So weird.
They're not printing that money. It doesn't exist. It's a bad deal.
Yeah.
So I think it's bad. So anyways, that's kind of what it's like. Conflicted, the card game. It's really cool. I would love to check out the other decks and see what they're like. So maybe we will one day.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We
see some new decks.
Yeah.
You want a big deck?
Yeah, you do. So anyways, guys, thank you.
If you guys have a bigger deck, send it our way.
I just want to thank you guys for listening.
Seriously.
I see these downloads every month, and I'm like, man, you guys are awesome for listening. And I don't know how you get through it every time listening to us for an hour.
I don't either.
Like, really?
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless your hearts. Bless your hearts, because that's rough.
Yeah. But no, we love it.
We love it.
We seriously love to hear from you guys. Like, the comments saying that you enjoyed it.
It
keeps
us
awesome.
Going. It really does. It keeps us going. Sometimes we get done and we're like, why are we doing this? Is anybody listening? I mean, does it matter?
We do. We do.
You know, we
I
like
do feel
to do
that
it,
way.
But if you guys can come leave us reviews on iTunes and Facebook, it makes a huge difference for us.
It does.
And please share with your buddies. Share with your friends. Send it to somebody.
Yeah.
Everybody, right now, commit to send to
you
share
hear a lot of voices?
Yeah. To share the podcast with somebody, send them our website, send them something.
Yeah,
you know, just share it with somebody, and then come follow us on social media so we can hang out with you.
Yeah,
you know, we can see you
for
guys.
Christmas. You know, give them the gift.
Give them the gift
of casual preppers.
Casual preppers. That's I like that actually. Maybe we ought to make an ad. Give the gift of casual preppers.
Survive your family.
Survive your family. Yeah. So,
alrighty.
Thanks, guys. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, TacPack, the 3%er, EliteSurvivor.com.
Yep.
All right. See you guys.